previously on Growing Pains.
Yes, it seems that your grandmother and,
Wally.
Wally? Have set a wedding date.
On a cruise to the Caribbean.
Not a bad commute.
Mike. What's this?
Just a little something I had my lawyer whip up. It's really very simple.
Standard prenuptial agreement.
Yeah. And I think as soon as you get over your initial reaction, you're going to see the wisdom.
I feel very close to you right now, Mike.
Hey, we are.
I'm serious. I'm falling in love with you.
We'll come on in. The water's fine.
Mike, you will not believe this. Today is our lucky day.
What? What is it?
Mike, there are 20 of the highest bays in the world on this boat.
So?
We're talking Swedish blonde gymnast.
Anyway, look, there is much more to a woman than the way she looks, all right? I mean, you got to take into account all kinds of things, like her personality and her intelligence.
This is the first time in my life I've been touched by 8 female hands at the same time.
Second for me.
Well, hello.
Julie.
Oh, that's funny.
I understand your ship's Elvis impersonator is part of the wedding.
Yo. I was thinking of something else totally, please. Go on.
Irma, I can't take this.
Well, maybe you would like a pardon.
Well, maybe I would like a helicopter.
Well, don't wait for the helicopter. Swim for it.
This is exactly the kind of unforeseen situation prenuptial agreements are designed to protect you against.
Yes, right over there, you know, a relationship.
What relationship?
Overreacting?
Just got to sleep. You're packing because we need to do a little room switching tonight.
Room switching?
Yes, your mother is sleeping in here tonight.
Oh, come on. I know the rehearsal went a little haywire, but...
A little haywire?
Chrissy's asleep.
Jason, I am too upset with you right now to have a logical discussion.
I've never stopped you before.
There's room in Wally's cabin.
What, me sleep with Wally?
You'll have better luck than in here.
Well, you're blaming me for everything that happened between Wally and my mother tonight, aren't you?
No, I don't blame you. I blame your evil twin.
Okay, Maggie, you're right.
Of course I am.
You're not capable of having a logical discussion.
From the moment you whipped out that prenup...
Oh, I didn't whip out anything, Maggie. Well, let the record show their fight was not about a prenuptial agreement. Oh, if you want to. But I'm telling you that prenuptial agreements can be lifesavers. All I was doing was trying to protect my mother's assets.
Jason, before I say something I regret but enjoy, let's consider for a moment that you're a complete Lindberger. Hi.
Mom, okay, I know you're upset. But please, isn't it better this happened now than later?
Radio, oh, this is going to be so much fun tonight. Just as girls.
The healing process is already underway.
Jason, why don't we talk in the hall?
Come on, Maggie. I'm a reasonable man. I'll just... I don't know how I can say it any clearer than that. The man who knows he's right doesn't mind where he sleeps.
Yeah, Wally.
Jason, when I was in the Army, I was on the boxing team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I always felt better after a fight because I was able to get whatever ailed me out of my system through my fist.
Well, you know, that's not so unusual. A lot of my patients tell me that if only they had somebody...
All right, come on.
Wally, I know you want to let your aggressions out, but look at us. You're your age, I'm my age. It wouldn't be fair.
All right, I'll put one hand behind my back.
So wait a second. You should just be a little bit adult about this band. Where have you been? How are you?
Fine, but I have to go to the bathroom.
Hey, you don't have a second to talk to your old dad? What have you been up to?
The only reason that I was with those beautiful women is because they remind me of you.
I figured I'd try an open joke.
You would.
Okay, look. All right. I'll just say, the Swedish women, they like you.
But you should know that I could be with almost any one of those girls right now. Maybe even several of them. And they weren't so bright, so I should probably be having a great time right now. But no. No, I picked to be here with you.
Mike, what are you trying to say?
Julie, don't you see what I am willing to give up for you?
Oh, you met some guys your age?
No.
No?
20 blonde babes from Sweden who don't speak English.
Oh, I've got a dead sense of humor.
That's not worth it.
We're swimming and playing volleyball. We're having a blast.
Yeah, go to bed. Come on.
Hi, Julie. Now, what's the matter with you?
Well, I'm a little upset.
This is about the breakup?
You know about that?
Of course I know about it, but I don't think there's any reason for you to be so upset.
There's not.
Aren't you getting a little carried away? Oh, sensitive girl.
Julie! I'm sorry, Carol. I didn't mean to wake you up.
Did you and Mike have a fight?
A fight? I told him to. You know about us?
Julie, this is the smart Steve Child you're talking to.
I can't believe this. First your father and now you? I mean, what the heck have we been sneaking around for?
My dad doesn't know about you and Mike.
But he just asked me about our breakup in the hall.
Julie, the only breakup I know about is Grandma Wally's.
Oh.
What breakup were you talking about?
Oh. I'm glad this is over with. He can be so selfish and immature.
Well, it's probably because he was confused. I mean, he's never been in love before.
What makes you think he's in love?
Same thing that makes you think he is.
No wonder the women are crazy. Women.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing up?
Oh, just taking a walk.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Been kind of a rough evening.
Yeah. What happened? Some woman misunderstand a little something you said and blow up at you?
Actually, yes. You were downstairs, you heard your mom and I talking?
No.
Dad.
Nice night.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on, Mike, I'm your father. Hey, what's going on?
Look, I can't tell you. I mean, I wish I could, but I can't. I'll see you later, Dad. Thanks.
Okay, fine. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I'll respect your privacy.
Dad, I really need to talk to you.
What? What is it?
Well, see, Dad, I've been going out with this girl for quite a while.
Ah.
But it's over now.
Oh.
Who is she?
Julie.
Right.
You're kidding. Come on.
No.
You're not kidding, are you?
No, Dad, I'm not.
Well, how long has this been going on?
For 4 months.
4 months? I thought she couldn't stand you.
She can.
This has been going on right under my nose?
Yeah, well, it's not going on anymore. Just because she caught me flirting with a few girls.
What girls?
20 blonde Swedish women.
Hey, there are 20 blonde Swedish women on this boat?
Yeah.
I am losing it.
Yeah, well, so I made a little mistake. All right, it was a huge, big, humongous mistake. But that shouldn't mean that this whole thing is over.
I missed 20 blonde Swedish women.
Yeah, you know, and then we should say when 20 women would be 3-4 more than I would ever need.
Hey, remember that time I was up in your apartment? Remember, and I said to you, Mike, did I just hear Julie's voice? And you said, no, no, Dad, that's just your imagination. Are you telling me that
she was hiding in my bathroom? I knew that.
So why do you want to keep this such a big secret?
Well, you know, I mean, with Julie working for you and Mom, and she thought that if you found out about me and her, that I never got it myself. All I know is that going out with Julie has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. No, I don't just like her. I like me when I'm with her. And yet I don't want this to end.
Well, you know, the pressure to keep this thing a secret has got to create a big strain on you.
Actually, it was kind of fun sneaking around.
Come on. Wouldn't it have been a lot more fun if you'd had my blessing?
Nah.
Come on. You know, whether you realize it or not, the subconscious need for approval between a parent and a child is crucial. And a child really needs a parent's approval. A parent even needs a child's approval. That's why... Oh, I've been a boob.
The only part I understood was the last thing.
What have I done? Physician, heal thyself.
Oh, wait a minute, Dan. I'm not a physician. I need more help than that.
Well, I'm talking about my problem.
What about my problem?
Well, you just do what men have always done. You get down on your knees and you beg for forgiveness for whatever it is she thinks you've done wrong because you've probably done it. And even if you didn't do it, it doesn't matter anyway because as long as you're in love, you're never going to get a fair shake.
That's your great advice?
Mike, you're old enough to finally be told. The things you enjoy the most in life make no sense whatsoever.
Well, wait a minute, where are you going?
You're going to get Graham and Wally back together.
What, they broke up? They're supposed to be getting married tomorrow morning. This makes no sense to me whatsoever.
You're learning.
What? What am I learning?
Mom? Mother, let me in, please. I know it's late. We have to talk. Mom?
Jason, what's the matter?
Me.
Honey, what is it?
Mom, I've been a total jerk.
Well, yes, I know that, dear.
You have my blessing to marry Wally.
I don't want to marry Wally.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Mom, look, the point is, yes, I've had my problems with you marrying Wally, but I'd have my problems with you marrying anybody after death. And those problems have had me all tied up. I've been acting like my evil twin. I think Wally's a good man, and I know in time I could become fond of him.
Then you marry him. He kicked you the way he talked to me tonight.
Yeah, but that fight wasn't about you, Mom. It was about me.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Jason, I am not going to fight with you as to why I had a fight with Wally.
That fight happened because I was being irritating. Now, let's face it, sometimes I could be a little irritating.
Boy, that's right.
But you're quiet for 2 minutes, and this is your contribution.
But Jason, I was just agreeing with you. Jason, even when you were little, you could drive your father and me up the wall.
Yes! And if I could do that with two people who love me, imagine how crazy I'm driving poor Wally.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't even want to see me.
Mom, don't give him a choice.
Prenuptial agreement. What's the matter with a guy like that? Here I make a fool of myself.
Wally?
Karma, what are you doing out there? You're going to kill yourself.
We've got to talk.
What?
We have got to talk.
Oh, well, what?
We're not off to a very good start here.
Golly, Irma, I acted like a chump tonight. I'm so sorry.
No, Wally, you were right.
I was right?
Yes, it is about you and me and our life together. I should have told you then.
Then I didn't act like a chump?
Of course, dear, but it was not your fault. Jason was the real chump, and he knows that. But he's given us his blessing. Oh, I know it shouldn't matter, but it does. So let's start all over again.
I won't ask you to repeat that. It would only confuse me.
Do you remember where you proposed to me?
Well, of course. It's on that balcony right over there.
Seems like a good place to restart.
Sure does. Turbo!
Way to go, Dad. You just killed Grandma.
No, I'm done.
Grandma! Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Well, what were you doing hanging from that rope?
Well, I just wanted the moment to be dramatic.
Well, it was dramatic, all right.
So, where were we?
I'm not sure.
Well, we're on the same balcony, under the same full moon as it was that wonderful night.
In the same bathrooms, I believe? You know, Herb, I meant what I said that night. I've never loved anybody more. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, Molly.
Not another
you, too. You remember what else you said to me?
Oh.
No. I didn't ask you.
That I want to marry you right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's stopping you? Woo-hoo!
You, Carol, wake up.
What's the matter?
Your grandmother and Wally are about to get married.
Right,
come on, just... Ah! Come on.
Everyone's here, Captain.
Well, let's get the show on the road.
That's the one that messed everything up.
Okie dokie. Does everyone remember their places from rehearsal?
Well, we're trying our best to forget that.
Can't we just wing it?
Oh, look, Bob, I didn't drag myself out of bed in the middle of the night just to wing it.
Let's wing it.
Well, even though we're winging it, we can still do it right. Here's a bouquet. Oh, I forgot the cassette recorder. We can't have a wedding without music.
Bing it!
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum.
Mercy.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Everybody! Everybody! Everybody!
Everybody! Come on,
dum, 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 dum.
Stop! May I cut in?
Sure.
Oh.
Dum 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 dum.
Dearly beloved, because I am the captain, and because I am very tired, this wedding will go very quick.
Julie, I've got to talk to you for a second.
Yeah?
Look, Julie, I'm really sorry, and I should have just been honest with you before and told you that I have no excuse for what I did. I guess I was just confused. I've never been in love before.
You're in love with me?
Oh, yeah.
There, is there a party?
There is now. Come on in.
To be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
You believe me, don't you?
I do.
And because I am the captain, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Oh, kiss the bride.
I hope you'll forgive me. I just would like to say that, yesterday, the prenuptial thing,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll still pay for your room.
Hey, look. I want you all to know, heck, I want the whole world to know, that I love Julie Tufnell, and I want her to be my wife. You knew about
travel and accommodations provided by Carnival Cruise Lines, the most popular cruise in the world.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, the cat is out of the bag. Not only are Mike and Julie a couple, they want to make their relationship permanent. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, the new year ushers in big changes, especially for Wayne.